Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, let us bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me. Oh, excuse me. Low thoughts in the throat. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. God is good. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are a Remnant Ministry, Daughters of God, called to pray. I'm telling you, it's so wonderful. Oh my God, able to sit here and say that. Many trials and tribulations, but God, hallelujah, but God, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just give you glory this morning, and we thank you for all that you've done, all that you're doing, many of the afflictions of the righteous. But our Father, you deliver us out of them all. You're good in the good times. You're good when things are rough. You're good when things are, the wind is blowing, we can't even see. You're good. You're good all the time. This right, all that is going on in the world and in our lives, you're good. And you see about your children. Hallelujah. You care. You care about your children. And Father, we thank you this morning. And I welcome you. I welcome you. I welcome you all who tuning in this morning. Just have to acknowledge and all his goodness. Amen. We serve a wonderful Father. We serve the only true and living God. We serve the God who is the master and the creator, the sovereign one. Hallelujah. There's absolutely none like him and none that can compare. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I just have a hallelujah down in my sanctified soul this morning. I'm looking at laptops. I just don't want to work this morning. And I tell you, stuff I don't even know how to use. But God, hallelujah. Glory be to the Most High God. Hallelujah. He's our Father. He's our Master. He's our Lord. He's our King. He's our Creator. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just love him. Reminding myself and knowing that he's my Father. Hallelujah. There is no Father in heaven or earth greater than our Father. Our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And, O Lord, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Oh, I tell you, I know I've been on bits and pieces and thought I was going to come on and not able to come on. And it's just a puzzle or a maze. But I am finally on. And it looked like we're starting all over. I thought, I said, Lord, since I've been coming on, I never really missed, I think maybe once or twice, maybe because of weather or travel. But now I can travel and still be on, delighted. I was reminded that we have been praying for over 15 years every Saturday morning. And April 26th of this year, things. And it was just for a moment, but it seemed like it has been for an eternity. Yes. Hallelujah. And I later said, oh, Lord, you know, I don't want to do this. I don't want to fail you. But you know, God knows. And I tell you, I just to get up in the morning and be about your Father's business. What a miracle and a blessing it is. You get up and go to work in the morning. You get up and keep appointments early in the morning. Why can't you be just as enthusiastic when it comes to your father's business? Well, I'm just saying. I tell you, it is good. Just hear me out. Let me, and if you have something that you can be, you're excited about, don't think about the things that seem impossible or you have no control over and you don't just, you just at your wit's end. Think of this. Just think of it. God got it. Instead of saying, why is this happening to me? God got it. Remember, he's your help and he's your shield. God got it. Here, I don't know, some of you are older, less seasoned sisters and brothers. You remember when the older people would say, God got it. And they would just be just this calm. Like, how can you be this calm with all this that's going on? Well, if you're going to believe in God, why are you worried? God got it. What he needs you to do, he'll let you know. But it's all in his hands. And they're very capable hands. Yes, they are. Very capable. I was listening to the news last night. So much going on. Not in just one segment. I said, is there a place in the world where it's absolutely peaceful? Nothing is going on. But nevertheless, we read that these times are coming. But so many of us read it, but we thought it was, we didn't know how close and how much we were going to experience. Is something far off, and it would be business as usual. How my mama lived, my daddy lived, my sister lived, my brother lived, grandpa lived. But we're just, that's what they did. This is what we're going to do. And life changed. Life changed. We're coming to an expectancy. The word of our Father is true. And he sent us, each one of us here, at an appointed time, a set time, to accomplish a task. He has given you the anointing to accomplish the task. Oh, yes. He formed you to accomplish the task. Your voice, yes, to accomplish the task. Everything that you need to accomplish the task. Yes, the enemy tried to come and cause you not to accomplish the task, to be a stumbling block. When I read Genesis 3:14-15. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. God's children was ashamed. They were a shameful state. They were perfect in every way. And they were then find themselves in a shameful state. God didn't wait to make a declaration. Told the enemy straight up that he was going to redeem his children. Mm-hmm. They were redeemed because the Lamb was slain before the foundation. Just think of who that man was going to be. Hey, good God tonight. Hallelujah. 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 And there was only one capable and strong enough to accomplish and pure enough to accomplish that task. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God is good. There is no comparison. So we can rest in his arms. Oh, yes, we can. Oh, yes, we can. We can rest. Oh, we can rest. Be assured we can rest in his care. Yes, it's a good day. It's a mighty, 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 mighty good day. And you never remember anything. Remember this. God loves you. And you are special to him. You are special to the Almighty God. Yes, you are. You are special. And he loves you so much. He loves you with an everlasting love. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. Can you just think about it? Can we move ourselves from the Bible? We see what he's done for David. We see what he did for Rahab, you know, the woman at the well. Yes, yes, yes. We see I had the mother was taking her child to bury, and Jesus stopped that funeral procession. He never intended us to die, but he stopped that funeral procession for that weeping mama. Oh, yes, he did. Think about the same time. God loves you. And he may have to let go of a loved one. But he's the God that will give us peace in the midst of conflict, in the midst of storm. He'll give us peace. He'll feed us. Plagues were going on. You can experience. That's our God. That's our God. We need to shout. And in the morning, be delighted to say, good morning. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. And he said, if you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, you love those that will despise the way misuse and pray for them. Not that something will happen to them. Bad. Something good. Mighty, mighty good happen. Hallelujah. That they have a mighty, mighty good day. Hallelujah. That he has saved them. Yes. Release them from the anger. Yes. Hallelujah. Want none to fall by the wayside. Want none. Well, not one soul to be lost. Hallelujah. You don't like this? All right. It is. It's good. It's all right. My prayer that you let go. I send you. Forgive me. And come on that highway and let's get on the highway to heaven and be about our Father's business. Also, faith. That's the desire. Yes. That's why we put on that our helmet, our arm of God. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. To be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. Yes, Lord. Be mature children in the Lord. Not me, mine, I. What would you have me to do today? Thank you, Lord. That song. One day the Lord is going to allow me to stand up to sing, and it's going to be so beautiful. But then I realize those of us who they say cannot sing, and we our greatest performance is in the shower. Oh, glory to God. But our greatest performance is when the Holy Ghost. Ah, ooh. Great God from Zion, open our mouth and we begin to sing to our Father. He must. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. He just loves. Oh, he loves it. Yes, he does. Oh, ooh, just singing, Father, I thank you. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I love you, Lord. Yes. Yeah, just tell him, just pour your praise out on him. Hallelujah. He loves that. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. And you want us to trust him and to believe in him and have faith in him and need him and let him know that we need him. Yes, yes, Lord, from the bottom of our heart, what can we do without him? Ah, what? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's a beautiful day. It's a wonderful day when we're reminded that the King of glory, oh, earthly king, God allowed it to be so. But we have a king. Oh, yes, we do. We have a king. And our king is the only true and living king. What you say? Our king is sovereign. Absolute. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. I'm just excited to have to please forgive me this morning, and I don't know. God is so good. He's so sweet. You know when you can say, he's, I know, huh? what we say, he's sweet. I know he's sweet. Hallelujah. Not what my mama, my sister, my friends, I know. Witness, he's sweet. I know. He's a healer. I know he's a comforter. I know he fixes the heart when the heart has been shattered to pieces and it's all broken. And we put on this smile so the world can think that we're saved and we believe in the Lord and we trust him and our heart. We don't even know if we have a heart. Because it's been so shattered. We know he's sweet. And we can take it to him. And he can take that heart. And he can mold it. And soothe it. And heal it. And fill in the gap. Yes. Heal that heart. So we can lift our hands to heaven. And say, thy will be done, great God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He gives us to be able to say, nevertheless, not my will, thy will be done, great God. Hallelujah. Hear my sick word there. Yes. Your will. And I'll worship you. Hallelujah. I'll worship you. He soothes the heart. He eases the pain. Yes. So we can worship him in spirit and in truth. So we can yield. You know, Mother Dunlap, bless her heart, she said, Sister Lee, God's will must be the yield to his will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless his name. Yes. Hallelujah. He is the sovereign God. Hallelujah. He knows what he's doing, and he cares for us. Things don't happen just to be happening. Let me see who I can make have a rough day. And yet we know that he never intended for this to be. But maybe we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, God is with us. He's with us. So have a wonderful day today. Just thank the forgiveness of the Lord. And just say, Lord, I love you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you all through the self, all through the pride, all through everything. Lord, I love you. Ah, yes. And pray for someone's safety today. You're going out, ask the Lord, plead the blood of Jesus. You know, I say Yeshua. I call him Yeshua. Plead his blood. When you're going to get your gas, you put your feet on the pavement. Hear my Savior. Plead the blood of Yeshua. Not just to cover you, but just imagine the blood just flowing and coming in and everyone and walk on that pavement, step out on from that car, a step on that property, wherever you are, and see the blood of the street. You see a street, see the blood of Jesus of all the houses, the apartments. You don't know what's going on with the property. Hallelujah. Love. Hallelujah. Love of Jesus. Yes, we can take control of things. We can start fighting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We start praying. When God's children begin to pray, things happen. Not so much with me and I. We can pray and ask him to help us, yes. But when we start praying and looking outside of ourselves and begin to really pray, my God, things happen. Huh? Do you really realize you're the temple of the Holy Ghost? You are the dwelling place of the Most High God. The power that's in us. Hallelujah. Not to say to someone, oh, if you do this to me, I'll do this to you know who I am. Not about you. Not about me. It's about lying God. About lives changing. Rescuing people. People being healed. They, oh my, knowing the love of God, hallelujah, knowing the love of God, the saving grace of God, hallelujah. Father, we thank you this morning. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you, most holy God. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy, your grace. Your shalom. We thank you, dear God, and we glorify you, and we bless your most holy name. Thank you for this day. Truly, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice, Father, and be glad in this day. Oh, yes, we will. Hallelujah. With your guidance, with your direction, with your instruction, with the wisdom that you have imparted to us, assisting, hallelujah, to glorify you, to live, almighty God. Hallelujah, the life that you have ordained for us to live. We thank you that we won't trip up, and if we do, Father, that you are there to pick us up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Remember our truth. May they ever walk in the circle of your blessing, almighty God. May those that don't know you, those who are out of the ark of sanctity, would you pull them in, almighty God. Bring them in, almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name. Hallelujah. Father, would you guard the children and the people and the influences that will come to cause them to go astray, almighty God, or even they who may be causing people to go astray, as much as we would think differently, but it could be possible. So we ask that they, anyone to go astray, and no one will cause them to go astray. May they find favor with you and favor with those that are in. Oh God, honor their steps. Hallelujah. Guide them to God. Lead them. And children everywhere, the young adults who have never known you, never known of you, oh, we plead the blood of Yeshua. Oh, you didn't send them here on this earth to kill, to steal, and to destroy. You did not. Also, and help from the sanctuary, almighty God. Set them free. And then give them safe place to run to and to be taught by you. Great God, we thank you. We glorify you. Oh, save our children now. Save them. Hallelujah. Not only the our biological children. Hallelujah. But the youth all over this room. Hallelujah. calling them out of darkness into the marvelous light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Almighty God, let them hear your voice. Let them hear the calling. Hallelujah. Almighty God, let them hear. Oh, God, send help from the sanctuary, God. Rescue, save them, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. We thank you for doing it. Ah, those that may be sick. Every hospital, we ask that you allow your healing virtue to be Almighty God. Hallelujah. That's the doctor, nurses, the technician. Almighty God. Let there be no error. Almighty God. Hallelujah. You sing. Almighty God. Glory be to you. Comfort those that need comforting. Oh, ease the pain. Almighty God. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Give hope that it seems to be new hope. Almighty God. Oh, breathe on me. Almighty God. Spirit of the living God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. All the students, Lord God, who are struggling, all make ways out of the way. Hallelujah. Let them not be deceived and caught up in evil traps. Oh, God, save them. Rescue them. All souls belong to you. Hallelujah. And every soul will have a purpose. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, bring peace and family, Almighty God. Thank you, Lord, for this day. And Father, thank you for allowing me to do that. Oh, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Father. And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh, Lord, my sin and my redeemer. Bless my sisters and my brothers. Hallelujah. Those who are on the line now and those who are here years from now, may it be a powerful word that will make a difference in their life. It won't be for me, but this body that you will use is just the news of your people. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask that you remember Elder Carter. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you're doing for him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for his standard, Almighty God. Thank you for remembering Bishop Lee and healing his body. Thank you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to you. Thank you for remembering your friends in Kenya, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for meeting their every need. Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for that there is no lack. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, you see your eyes are open to all that's going on in every corner of this world, this earth. We thank you for meeting every need. We thank you for being a protector. We thank you for being a shield of defense. We thank you for being a hiding place. We thank you for being a provider. Hallelujah. We thank you for being more than enough. Glory be to you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I feel you, Jesus. And I thank you for your time. Hallelujah. Glory be to you. It's a good day. A mighty, mighty. Hallelujah. Well, we have, you know where those, you know where we're going. We always read our foundational scripture. And when we say Lord or God, we are established. We're not getting it we don't have any misunderstandings. You know, this is the one, and the authority, the power, and the rule, the sovereign God in the beginning. Mm-hmm. God created the heaven and the earth, Genesis 1:1, and Genesis 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, glory, hallelujah, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Blessed is the most holy name. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning was the first day. No question. Hallelujah. Same chapter, verse 26. Hallelujah. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Oh, bless his most holy name. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Is there a question? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. Isaiah 42. Hallelujah. Starting at the 7th verse. Listen. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Besides me, there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Oh, bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. Oh, my brothers and my sisters. My sisters and my brothers, hallelujah. God alone, the Almighty God, is God. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let all fear and doubt, hallelujah, just be washed away. Remove, hallelujah, remove the doubt. And even if you say, well, I'll just take baby steps, trust in him. Oh, by the time he finished with us, our faith will be so strong. My God, tonight, you'll be able to speak to that mountain and tell that mountain to be and cast. Hallelujah, hear me. Speak to the wind. Speak to the storm. Hallelujah. Peace. Peace. Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Not for our glory, but for his glory. To glorify the Most High God, to let his name glorify. Hallelujah. Just glorify God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Second Chronicles 7. Excuse me. And the 13th verse. The 13th through the 14th verse. And here's what it says. If I shut up heaven, that there shall be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins, and I will hear their land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you hear that? Hallelujah. You know, we are so familiar with the 14th verse, but we don't so often read the 13th verse. Huh. I have a question. You send pestilence among you, and all sorts of things happen. Will you still love it? Will you still keep his commandments? Will you still show your faithfulness towards your God? Hallelujah. That's a question right there. What you say? That's what I say. It's a question. Think about it. Would you love it? Would you still love your God? Hallelujah. Would you still trust him? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to his name. But sometimes we just like to let the scripture speak to us. And in doing so, we get an understanding. We get a, oh, Lord, that's good. That's good right there. Oh, I haven't read that in a good while, Lord. Thank you for reminding me. You know? And we have something to kind of think about, kind of guide you through your day. Yes, when you're tempted to be upset and frustrated, you know. Listen to this. Psalms 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Where are you getting your counsel from? Who are you allowing to counsel you? Hallelujah. You know, I'll tell you something. You can have people that you've known for years, and then you discover. You have to let something, let God lead you. Yeah, let Jesus lead you from earth to glory, all the way, and all our gifts to understand. That's right. Lean not to your own understanding,
but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Numbers, the 6th chapter and the 21st verse. Listen what it says. Spirit, I like to read this. 22nd. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and his son, saying, on this wise you shall bless the children of Israel, saying this, the Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Peace, love, joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Hallelujah. Jude, the 1st chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord gave this to me, illuminated this. I was mourning over the young minister who was the one who were allowing, who was getting confused with the gospel that they were carrying. And they were seeing the glamour. And they were making some mistakes. And this is what the Lord said to me, let me read in the scripture. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy, go in the power and authority of the Almighty God. God bless you. Until we meet again. Hallelujah. Thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah. God loves you and you can. Keep your mind stayed on it and you will fail. Hallelujah. Keep your mind staying on Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless. A wonderful day. I know you're going to have it. In Jesus' name. Until we meet again the next time. We'll be on again Friday at 9:00 a.m. God bless.